is conditional use number 2376, Jose Hernandez.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a swimming pool business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 6.56 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Hollyville Road, which is Sussex County Route 48, approximately 0.28 miles southwest of Hobson Road, which is Route 5. The 911 address is 23086 Hollyville Road, Hobson, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 70.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the survey for the property, we have a copy of a letter received from the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's analysis, and we have a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions of approval. We also have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note on the file there are 6 letters of support, although a couple of them appear to be duplicates, and we've received no letters in opposition. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sorgovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Jose Hernandez, at Pool Stars LLC. He's applied for a conditional use of land in an AR1 district to operate an existing pool contracting business. That business is known as Pool Stars LLC. Mr. Jose Hernandez is also in attendance this afternoon on behalf of this application. And in further support of our request, we have submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. Among other things, they include a summary of the project's compliance with a comprehensive plan and the proposed findings of fact and conditions. This property is owned by Mr. Hernandez's brother, Gustavo Hernandez. It's located at 23086 Hollyville Road. It contains approximately 6.56 acres of land. As you can see, it's a large, deep parcel. It's currently improved with a single-family residential dwelling, which is used and occupied by Mr. Hernandez as his primary residence. In addition to the residential improvement, property is improved with accessory structures that are also currently used by Mr. Hernandez in connection with Pool Stars LLC. Proposed conditional use is a permitted conditional use under the zoning code, and it is compatible with the goals and the directions of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This property is located in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Purpose of that district is to provide for a full range of agricultural activities and to protect agricultural lands. Conditional uses that are permitted within the AR1 district include, among other uses, agricultural related industries, as well as residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purpose of the chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. This property is located within an area identified in the 2018 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update as low density. The comprehensive plan provides that the primary uses envisioned in the low density areas include agricultural activities and homes. Comprehensive plan further provides that business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of these two uses. Focus of retail and office uses in low density areas should be providing convenience goods and services to nearby residents. Properties located in an area where many commercial and business uses already exist. We've got boats, sales and storage, house moving and masonry yard, warehousing. There's all kinds of different commercial uses in close proximity to the property. Properties located to the east are zoned commercial. Property directly to the north of the property is zoned B1, neighborhood business. And there's an existing conditional use to the northwest of the property. Although Pool Stars LLC was not formed until 2021, Mr. Hernandez is not new to the industry. He has provided his clients with an outdoor experience and personalized pool services for more than 15 years. In addition to pool construction, pool renovation, and pool equipment repair, Pool Stars LLC also creates outdoor living spaces. They currently have 10 employees, 6 work trucks, which would be parked in the rear of the property. They are not open to the public, nor do they have a sales facility. The proposed hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There is a sign on the property already which advertises Pool Stars LLC. We seek permission to maintain that sign on the property. We don't seek permission for any additional signs. Proposed use will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the surrounding area or uses, as it's essentially an extension of an existing commercial and business area. The applicant, Mr. Hernandez, has received the support of several neighboring property owners. I believe Mr. Whitehouse commented on that. They were submitted as part of my exhibit booklet, but then submitted separately as well. So that's why there were six, but I believe there should be three. We're not proposing any new buildings or structures on the property. Storage of pool equipment and materials will be maintained in the existing structures or outside. Materials such as pavers, stone, sand, pipes, etc., will be stored outside on the side and the rear of the property. Proposed use will have no adverse impact on traffic in the area. DLDOT did not recommend that a traffic impact study be performed for the proposed use. And it is of a public or semi-public character. It's desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and uses in the area. And it'll simply facilitate Mr. Hernandez's ability to not only reside at the property, but to also to continue to operate his established local business on the property and serve the needs of the expanding population in our county. And based upon the record and this presentation, we respectfully request that the commission recommend approval to the county council of this applied for conditional use, as it is consistent with a comprehensive plan, and it does meet the purpose of promoting the health, safety, moral convenience, order and prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. We thank you for your consideration of our request, and both Mr. Hernandez and I are available for any questions that you may have.
All right, then. We thank you. We'll see if the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
You answered most of my questions. I just have one, though, with regards to chemicals mm-hmm. and properly disposing of any chemical containers, pool chemicals that you may use.
If you could approach.
We only carry...
Sir, I need you to introduce yourself, please, for the record.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm Jose Hernandez, you know, owner of Pool Stars, and just about the chemicals, we only do like, we just you know, the regular, you know, just like chlorine. We have, I'm sorry.
So but my question is, when you're finished with those containers, you have a pickup from a
waste
management company or something that would properly dispose of them?
Yes.
So they're not sitting outside? And
yes, we put them on the, we send them back to our pool suppliers, and they put them on the right spot where they
Okay, that was the only question I had.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Beers.
Yeah, just one. What type of heavy equipment or small equipment will be on the property, such as backhoes, skid loaders, cement mixers?
Yeah, we do have small excavators, mini excavators. We have two loaders, okay. Right? And we also have mason mixers.
And, of course, utility trailers to haul that equipment.
Yes.
Will it require a dump truck or a larger truck for transportation that will also be stored on the property?
We have three small dump trucks and three trailers. Mm-hmm. Enclosed right. trailers.
Are you doing both fiberglass and cement pools?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
No, it makes sense. I mean, it looks like it's almost all commercial type applications around them. Do they have a residence on the property?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's their residence.
Yes. Okay.
So,
Mr. Hernandez's brother is the owner of the property, but. Jose resides at the property.
Yeah. No questions, thanks.
Okay. None for me, thank you.
None for me, thanks.
All right then, we'll take a seat nearby. We'll see
thank
if anyone
you.
Here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2376, Jose Hernandez? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2376? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2376?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5 star. At this time, no one has indicated they would like to speak.
All right, thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions, comments, concerns?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.